Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are okay. I am honored to have you here today to share this appointed time with God, with me. I didn't get the Blog Talk Radio before I started, so it blew me away, folks. We started a little bit different. There's always change. And you know what? Each and every one of us are somewhat resistive to change. We all live in a world where change is sometimes thrust on us. It's thrust on us in our jobs and in our lives. And it does just what it did to me a few moments ago. It sends your body into, should I talk? What should I do? I don't hear the magic words. And or I don't see the magic deed, or I don't see the magic place that I'm supposed to be. Everything has changed, and what does this mean? And for the most part, many times we resist change because it makes us feel uncomfortable. And how interesting that through synchronicity it was thrust into our program today, and I was left wondering, what do I do here? What's going on? And that's the kind of discord, the disease that change brings to us. And really, it's part of the reason that we strive to have boxed up little worlds where everything happens as we would like it to happen because we manipulate it into that zone. And when people don't easily manipulate, we work on them and we work on them and we work on them and ply and try to move them in to our way of thinking. And then it leaves us wondering, what should we do when somebody doesn't? And normally we work harder at manipulating them. And in the process, my friends, we lose track of running our own lives. Pretty soon our life is made up of being happy because we've brought other people into accord. It's almost a political existence. Into a place where they want what we want, and then it just gets to be a bigger box and bigger box. And what I so respect about those of you who come here to listen to the meditation series is that you are basically pulling the box back around you and yet at the same time expanding it to the universe. Now, how is that possible? I'm not quite sure how it's possible, but I truly believe that it is possible when we focus on ourselves and we believe that each one of us, one at a time, are agents of change, that we are revolutionaries, and that each one of us are teachers. Potentially, we could even use the word as grand as masters, and that we are training other teachers, and they are training other teachers, and that's how change happens. And this change is a different change than we've ever had before. We are agents of love. We are revolutionaries inviting people to open their minds and their hearts and see their universal connection with all that is. And in the process, accepting and believing in their value and believing in themselves. So in the end, the box that's around you, the area that you have control, the only area in which you have control, the box around you is filled with self-love. You are enough. You are just who one would expect you to be, having lived all you have lived. You are here in the place and in the person that you are now, with choices. And you can choose to reach to your highest self. You can choose to stay immired in the past, tarred into place, immovable, thinking about something that happened that could have happened differently. You can choose to be enmeshed in the future, bound to what might come. Or you can choose to take control of right now. I believe that those who are here with me now have chosen to take control of right now and have chosen to believe that right now, this moment, sitting here. The past is done. We are someone new and fresh because of everything we've experienced. We are open. We are fine. We are loved. That when God said, I am that, he meant each and every one of us. Oh, and we've been practicing learning to meditate on Friday mornings, and many of you have already passed me in that regard. And we have used as our theme, our mantra station, our place to begin, my book, Uniquely Created, Divinely Inspired You. Those of you who would like to have a copy of it, please just send me an email. I'll send you one. If you want to buy one, you can hit my sideboard where it says Mara's Books, and that will take you to lulu.com, and you can buy one there. You can download one there. Why would you download one there if I'll send you one? Why would you want to buy one? I'm not going to say you should buy one. I wish I could just hand them out in bound form to everyone. I wish I could make them smaller and hand them out like Gideon Bibles. Why? What an ego statement. For me to say that I think Uniquely Created is pretty much something as handy to have around as a Gideon Bible. Well, you know what, folks? I didn't write that book alone. I wrote it with the universe, but so did whomever put down the words of the Gideon Bible, and so does Wayne Dyer, and so does Neil Donald Walsh, and so did Yogananda, and so do millions of people. So do many of you. We're all divinely inspired. But why is it that I think this book is special? I think it's special because in 26 simple passages, some of them no longer than four lines with six words in each line, the basic fundamentals of loving yourself are set forth. I want to give you a copy. Send me an email at MKW Law Firm and say, In Re Me, Uniquely Me. In Re, Uniquely Me, the subject line. And you'll get a book faster than the speed of light. So here we are this morning on this day in April when everything feels so at peace and so nice. Before we get to the place where we're talking about meditative practices generally, I want to share something that I read this morning that is wonderful and beautiful. It's by Janelle Moon. And if any of you who listen to us on Sunday mornings know that Bob reads a breathing exercise with Janelle Moon, I actually got my own copy of the book. Bob and I don't live in the same states even. And as I was looking through very quickly, I realized that there are so many passages in this book, but I had hoped to use the one that Bob is reading on Sunday mornings. But instead, there's a prayer in here, or practice contemplative prayer, that I'd like us all to try for a minute as we're getting into that place. Now, generally, do you need to have a sacred space? Sacred spaces are wonderful. They give you such a sense of connection to one spot. This is your place. Even if you forget during the day that God is waiting for you, right there, touchable. A sacred space of your own is a place where you come and you immediately remember. The residual energy of all of your connections on all of the times that you have been there is waiting. You feel a spontaneous connection. You feel that your heart is opening up. You feel the energy of love surrounding you, encompassing you, enfolding you. And you feel with doing nothing, not even breathing deeply, I am home. But breathing deeply brings that place to you anywhere, anytime. And you can live a world of thoughtful, contemplative meditation on a daily, constant basis. Remembering to seek out love's advice as you move through the doldrums of our normal daily existence. Or not. When you don't, you can. But the glory of having a sacred space, both internally within yourself through breathing and externally, is that you know always where you have left your peace. And believe me, as you become accustomed to peace, as you become accustomed to love, as you become a vigilant soldier in this fight to encourage people to see more in others than they are showing, as you move through and start thinking in love, when you lose your peace, you will know it and you will crave it. And you will invite it back in. So let us take a moment here and take three deep breaths today as we prepare for our meditative practice. Find a place where you can sit quietly and just follow your breath. Breathe deeply, lining up your chakras. Those eternal message zones, the divining rod, that is your connector to the universe, to love, to all that is, to the mysterious. One. To Allah, to Yahweh, to God, to Jesus, whatever word you say that takes you to the light, your connector is your spinal chakras. That's the zone. They are the divining rod, the antenna. As you line those up, you go first through the base chakra and feel the intensity of the reddish-orange color of that zone. Then you move into the sacral chakra, the zone of creativity. It is your sexual zone. You create not just life, but you create everything. You create ideas. Imagine the flowing of that orange through your body, that orange color, the creativity that is within you, that can be shared with others, that can make a difference. Believe you are enough. Believe you are enough. Pull energy through your body, the air through your body as though it's coming through your feet. Long, filling breath, following that breath into the solar plexus, the stomach area, the area of yellow, the healing aspect of you. You can heal others and you can heal yourself. Pull that healing yellow energy through your body and thank the universe for healing you from all disease, both emotional and physical. Release that energy out into the universe. Pull the healing breath, focusing on your breath. Now pull it into your heart zone. Feel, thrust back your shoulders, bare your chest, and open your heart, the zone of love. And send love to all around you. Imagine each person in the universe receiving one by one, seeing them walk by you as you're breathing, taking a piece of your love and suddenly brightening and brightening. And pretty soon the line is a long line, stretching, stretching, stretching. Imagine the earth. The line just keeps going on and on. It just keeps filling. It's infinite, full of billions of people around the earth, each coming for you to share your love. And imagine that you have so much love to share through your heart, through the green zone of your heart chakra, that every person in line, even though there are millions and millions of them, even though they are so far away that you cannot, they are a spot like an ant. Imagine suddenly that spot flashing light as the light that you are sending out encompasses all, enriches all, and reminds all of our connection one to each other. send that energy out. Send your love out. As you breathe, send love out. Invite others to be a part of you, to recognize their unity to you, to realize they are loved by love, by God, by whatever name he or she is known by. No matter what we call God, we are all going to the same light. Not only as we pray or meditate, but also in the end. So let us send love to each of these little sparks all around the planet and envision the earth in front of you sparkling with the energy of your love. Just yours. No one else is there. And now imagine the spark, the illumination that is coming from each and every one of us who are listening to this program at this time. Pull the breath up, up, up. Bring it into your throat chakra, the zone of your loving words. All of us have said words that have not been loving in the past. Let's work today to find the best words to express our thoughts without taking totally away another's energy, without depriving their words of value. Let us listen closely to their words. And as we listen to their words, let's encompass those words in kind of a little bubble of light, each word having its own light. And now, as we see those words in their highest meaning, let us respond with our highest words. Let us forgive ourselves for not having said loving words to others. Many times that blocks the throat chakra. So release the energy of unloving words spoken, even if as early as yesterday. Pull the energy of the universe up, 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 through to your third eye, to that brow area, to the area where between your eyes. And now I would like for you to imagine that you are an agent of change, of love. And I want you to believe and see yourself being loving to others today and every day. Visualize yourself as encased in light, the light of love. And now visualize yourself reaching out to others, embracing them, uplifting them with your words, with your thoughts, with your deeds. Visualize everything that you want to be in love and know that that will be. Now pull the energy up through the top of your head, through the crown chakra, and begin to feel the transfusion. Sorry. The movement of energy to the other side, to the universe and back. The flow as you are recharged and rejuvenated with new energy from love, as love begins melding with your energy and transfusing your body. Now blow out that air, and when you blow it out, use Om or Amen to completely clear and pull out any negativity and send the negativity back into the ground from whence it came. Om. I'm not nearly as good of an Om-er as some, and especially not when I'm having breathing issues here where I live. It's very, very much a changing season, but it is so exquisite. When I came out yesterday, I came out and the birds were singing, and I knew they were talking to me. I just knew it. And then I looked up, and there was the light, the sun shining through a bunch of clouds. I think that's called artistically an apotheosis. And it was shining on the tree next to me as though it was a golden ball. And it's an orange tree. And it's breathing out beautiful, fragrant orange blossoms. Imagine that. It was wonderful. Wonderful. What a performance. What a painting God gave to me that moment, that time. And then the sun headed out further and illuminated my neighbor's front tree and illuminated the tree across the way, each of them looking like balls of golden energy. And I thought, thank you, love, for the gift of this beautiful day. Thank you. We are all special. We are all worthy of beautiful gifts from the universe, and we have them. Too often we fail to notice them and see them. Janelle Moon suggests that one sit and breathe and follow the breath into the belly with their mind's eye, filling the abdomen with air as it goes in and out. Let's do that. Focus on the air coming in and out, feeling it go through your body, coursing through your body. And now together, let us reach out with our right hand and begin to feel the energy of those who are joining us at this time, in this moment, for meditation. Feel their energy as we begin to encircle the earth in a giant web of light, that light that is so empowered because we have sent loving energy to each and every person on this planet. And the combined total of each and every one of our energies makes an illumination that is blinding, and you would almost need sunglasses to look at it straight on. Put out your left arm and feel us connect. Feel the energy of those of us who are here now together. Feel us encircling the planet with this illuminating love. And know that we are enough. And now let's let each and every one of us say, I am enough. Three times. I am enough. Breathing in when you think it. I am enough. And cleansing out any thoughts you are not as you blow out. I am enough. We are enough, my friends. Now that we are at that special place, let's begin with the passage, and then I will play today Afshin's Prayer of Change for the meditation music. You will notice a lot of shifting of the dimensions in that music, and that is an important meditative structure. And we've talked about this in the past, but so many times people, as they're meditating, want just to have that calmness that they're feeling coursing through their bodies. I do apologize. That calmness, they believe the music should duplicate that, but no. You want to be able to maintain that calmness, no matter what vibration, no matter what intensity, no matter what chaos is around you. You are working on remaining connected, feeling one with the universe, being able to calmly reflect and stay focused and centered. You are one who is working on remembering to breathe deeply when feeling challenged. You are one who is working on having words be encapsulated in love from you, bubbles of love coming from your mouth. Envision that and breathe deeply as I read the passage. Don't should not guide your life. Do for yourself and others with the purest motivation and no joy. Doing in love is the way. Doing in love is the way. As you read today, the passage, as you breathe today, as you think today, think, I am an agent of change as you breathe. Every time a thought comes into your mind, turn it over to the universe for resolution. Keep breathing, following your breath, and as you breathe, think, I am an agent of love. I am an agent of love. I am an agent of love. Namaste, my friends. May peace surround you, enfold you, and may you know that you are loved just as you are.